Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. It's Trevor, and first of all, I want to thank everyone who has been listening. If you've been listening to the episodes this week, we have been doing an episode every day until today. For our Mosh Giving special series, we had four different guests on this past Saturday, and we've been dropping a podcast every day. And this whole series has all been about local Washington heavy music and the bands and people we're thankful for. So this isn't just about holidays. This is about music and things that you care about. So the final podcast of this series is going to be with Wyatt, who hosts Loud and Local here on KISW. He talks local Washington music every week, and we're going to pick his brain about five of his favorite heavy Washington bands. So let's get into it. Mosh Giving, Metal Shop, Backstage Pass. Metal Shop, KISW. This has been a long time in the making. Or at least a few months. I'm absolutely honored to have Wyatt from the other side of the dial here at KSW on Loud and Local Sunday nights, 8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
Yeah, 8 p.m.
This is the crossover everybody's been waiting for.
The Weekend Warriors are here on KISW. Wyatt, it's a privilege to have you here on the show tonight.
Oh man, no, it's a privilege to be on this. The love and reverence that I've always had for Metal Shop here and the voice that you give heavy music is spectacular. Also, just what you have done to step up in this last year has been massive. And in case you don't hear it enough, Trevor, thank you very much for what you do for the scene, and you are very appreciated.
And that goes to you as to what you too, Wyatt. I'm happy that we have that this can continue in honor of our great friend Kevin Deers.
Absolutely.
For Kevin and for Pacific Northwest music for heavy music, and just to be able to still have a platform for these bands is absolutely just, I'm honored to be here.
Oh, so am I, and it is a gift. Kevin built something very beautiful that you and I both get to be a part of now, and I feel like the legacy here. One thing that I love is that you and I were both such close friends with Kevin that I feel like we keep Kevin's spirit in everything we do on both of our programs. And I think that that's a really beautiful thing where it gets to feel like his spirit is still here with us and in all this.
You know, and I know you've probably did, you got to do something similar where you've probably asked Kevin, like, hey, what do you think of this? Or what do you think of that? And most of the time it's just do it. Is that what you want to do? Do the thing.
Yeah, do the thing.
And that has been something that Kevin instilled in people at KGRG, his predecessors, the people that taught me were just like, I was his intern, and he would tell me, just effing do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Effing do it. And I'm like, cool. And so for the past however many years before this, I just effing did it. And I'm effing doing it. And we're just happy to, just like I said, happy to be here. Stoked to talk about just local music, because without the people involved in the venues and the bands, I don't think programs like yours or mine would exist. So that's what we're giving thanks to
absolutely.
For this episode.
And our thanks to this community at large, because the local heavy scene is so diehard and so tight-knit. And I would imagine it's the same for you. Every time I go to a heavy show around here, I see the same faces I've seen for 20 years. And there is really, like, it's in the blood here.
It really is, I will say. And it can be different. It's not that coming from the hardcore scene, it's expressed in a different way. Sometimes it's expressed in that moment and mm-hmm. at that show.
Yeah.
But sometimes for just broader heavy music, it's expressed everywhere.
Oh yeah.
It's expressed in the grocery aisle. I wore one time, I bought a Witch Ripper hoodie, and
yes.
I was just in the frozen aisle, and a dad, I think he had maybe Judas Priest, Warner Shore, some sort of metal shirt, and he was like, Witch Ripper, that's effing awesome.
Yeah.
And he made sure his kids didn't hear him cuss, but he was like so excited about it. He was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, you don't have to apologize to me.
Oh, dude, you and I are both dads. We get being the metal dad, where you see somebody else in the grocery store, and like the second you see somebody and it's like, you like Witch Ripper too? It's the most exciting moment.
Listening, having my kid listen to Metal Shop and have called me Rock Dad is I absolutely love it. But we're going to go into bands that we just really appreciate from the Pacific Northwest. Wyatt, you have a list. If you wanna get started, we're gonna start. Speaking of Witch Ripper.
Oh, there we go.
Segueing just so smoothly into that. I love Witch Ripper.
So great.
Get the privilege of working with some of the members of that band. So there isn't just bias, because I've worked with them, and then before I saw a live set, and then I got to actually see it and see multiple shows and all the people that come out to these shows and just absolutely kill it.
Absolutely.
Every time, small or big show, just they make the show, they make the set their own.
Oh, this is a perfect, can I give a very quick Witch Ripper story?
Okay. Go for it.
Because my favorite memory of Witch Ripper, I was with Kevin, so we threw Loudon Local Fest last summer, and at that festival, Witch Ripper headlined the second stage the first night, and we went in there, and we were like, dude, we're going to watch Witch Ripper. This is going to be great, and Curtis had one note before they started. He had the venue turn all of the lights off, except for one blue light bulb behind the band. So all you had in this entire dark room was one tiny blue light, and people moshed and destroyed each other in the dark. And it was the most terrified I've ever been in a pit. And that right there is Witch Ripper, that they were like, you know, the lighting in here isn't quite dangerous enough. Let's make this absolutely terrifying.
Another just quick anecdote before we get into Witch Ripper. They opened up the substation 10-year anniversary show with Paul Bearer, and they had their own. Curtis himself made a impromptu song, and he sounded kind of it had like a Viking pirate metal tinge to it, but it was a song about substation where they did a substation chant. I was factored into the song. There was a lyric about me being security and giving me a hug and a kiss, and I was like that's funny, but don't do that. I'm working right now. But I was like, it was very fun, very clever, and I just appreciate them, because bands don't always do that and cater to like the event that they are doing, and just like making the that's set for that event their own.
Oh yeah, and Witch Ripper is an example of a band that gets up there and owns it every time. They're like, this, we are here right now. Nothing feels canned or overly rehearsed to a point of tedium. It's just in the moment and real.
We're going to go ahead and play Witch Ripper. Do we have which song do we have?
Let's do Sucker Punch.
So we're going to do Sucker Punch by Witch Ripper. You're listening to Metal Shop Mosh Giving here on KISW.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Metal Shop KISW Mosh Giving. I'm here with Wyatt from Loud and Local. Up next, we're going to do the Almighty Metal Church.
And yes.
What can be said? A absolute staple and a must have
for
a local Washington and Seattle metal playlist. Like,
oh, 100%. Yeah,
I don't think anybody really requested it, because it's like, if we didn't play it, it wouldn't make sense.
100%. And Metal Church was my first big Washington metal band that I saw live. So like, when I was a child, I got taken to a Metal Church show, and I just remember being like, whoa, this is different. Because up until then, I was not going to see bands with high falsetto vocals and you know, Kurt's crazy riffs. And seeing this band, like, changed me.
What track are we going to be playing, Wyatt?
We're going to play my favorite Metal Church song of all time. This is off the self-titled record. This is God's Wrath.
Metal Shop, KISW, all locals, mosh giving. Let's do it.
Howdy, just a reminder, when you're listening to this, go listen to the band. We're not putting these songs on the episode because we want you to seek out these bands, seek out their records, stream them, and buy physical media. All right, we're good, back to it.
Metal Shop, KISW, mosh giving, all locals. Up next, another all-time classic for the Washington and Seattle scene, Nevermore. What are we going to be playing, Wyatt?
We got to play The River Dragon Has Come. I mean, what else are you going to play? Like this is, you want to talk about Seattle staple, this is it.
We're never not going to play Nevermore. We're never not going to play Nevermore when it is requested. So here we go, Metal Shop KISW. Metal Shop KISW. It is mosh giving. I am still here with Wyatt. Thank you for staying with me and just playing these local tunes.
Absolutely, man. It's the loud and local Metal Shop crossover we've needed.
We've all needed. Up next, we're getting into more current with Sorsha.
Sorsha. Absolutely
love Sorsha, and another band that just makes the shows their own and absolutely kills it.
Oh, dude. Well, and like iconic for me, like Sorsha live is a different experience because you know, doom metal is a very specific thing, and it can either work really well for some people or not work well. Sorsha does this, their own version of doom, that just really like cuts in a really great way. Also, probably the kindest human beings I have met in any band, like ever in history, like the nicest human beings. Kevin and I would nerd out for hours on Sorsha. Like we'd hang out and just put on a Sorsha record and just listen to it from front to back. I can't say enough great things about this band.
What song are we playing?
I think we're going to play Coffin Nails, which you can see live at Rain City Doomfest, right? They're playing that.
KISW's Metal Shop presents Rain City Doomfest. We've been talking about it every week, pretty much, until it's happening. In December, very excited, December 12th and 13th.
I love it. So yeah, you can hear Sorsha there with a bunch of other fantastic bands. This song is called Coffin Nails.
Metal Shop KISW. Metal Shop KISW. We've been with Wyatt from Loud and Local for our mosh giving episode. Just stoked still to have you on the show. I'm stoked to have this just time to talk about local metal.
Exactly.
New and old. And yeah. we're gonna do a send off in just a second with HMP before we get out of here.
Oh boy. Dude, so HMP, so you obviously, knowing you and where you come from, you were really present in the hardcore scene and the South End scene in that way. I was really present in the thrash scene in Seattle in the early 2000s, and there were so many great bands in that era, like Sword of Judgment and Vigilance and stuff like that. And then you get into bands like Subject to Change and Two-Headed Chang. But on top of all that, there was this thrash band called HMP. And I firmly believed this band could be the next Metallica. Like, I was like, this band is gonna do the thing. And then things happen however they're gonna happen. 15 years ago, they split up. And then earlier this summer, my band played the Showbox. And so they had asked, hey, if you could have anybody play this show, who would it be? And I was like, I wonder if HMP will get back together. And so I put in a couple calls, and they made it happen. So I got to stand in the Showbox and watch my favorite band from my childhood reunite like they hadn't missed a day. So seeing HMP live again is massive. They're also playing again with Greyhawk and Zoth for the Hail Santa show at the Central Saloon on December 12th and 13th. They're playing the 12th. So if anybody else would like to experience my childhood metal love, you can. Yeah, that's just... HMP is like my nerdy love band from my adolescence.
Absolutely. And I think the beautiful thing is, no matter where you are or where you started in this scene, we all have bands like that. Bands that have felt that are not just felt, are larger than life because they are to you. And we talked to Tom about some of the most important times in our lives are in these small venues, in these small rooms.
Yep. And
those are the things that really carry with you, and I think it translates to all these different scenes in heavy music and all these scenes in local music.
Yeah,
because I have plenty of bands like that like I go to their show no matter what, and like it feels just as important to me as going to see see Hatebreed for the first time.
Dude, yeah. And it's one of those things, there is this beauty in, if you get to see the right band live again, that's why I treasure this band's current reunion so much. It transports you. All of a sudden you're like, dude, I'm 14 again, standing in Studio 7, moshing and you know, drinking a Pepsi because I can't drink alcohol. Those moments you almost get to relive and feel, and it's so beautiful when bands that you thought you'd never see again come back.
I'm still drinking a Pepsi.
I mean, hard same. We're old, brother. We're old.
I ain't be drinking, so I'll still act like that kid, but the body's not agreeing with me, but I'm still there in spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me, I'm like, man, am I going to get punched in the face in the pit tonight? It's worth it for the right band.
There you go. That is the perfect answer to that question. It is worth it for the right band. I think that's true for all of us. Once again, thank you so much, Wyatt. This is awesome. I am just so happy to have this time in this episode, just in general, for everybody I've been able to share it with tonight. So,
absolutely,
we're gonna play.
This is HMP with the song Torn.
Metal Shop KISW.
All right, that is it for the mosh giving episodes of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. I want to thank Wyatt, I want to thank Tom from Real Art, Santu from Veritaris and Puget Sound Metal Bulletin, and my dear friend Chris from Land Lost and Dead Air Hardcore Radio. And thank you to all that have been listening to these episodes, listening to the new episodes of Backstage Pass, to those who listened to the live show last weekend, and who have been continually supporting the live shows, first of all, in general, for Metal Shop, but for me, a big thank you for anyone who has supported my endeavors on Metal Shop since I started this past summer. I am eternally grateful. As we are getting the podcast up and running, you're going to see a lot of what I like to call catch-up episodes. I have recorded a lot of interviews for the show since I started in late July, and not all of those episodes made it to podcast yet, but I have them, and the plan is to catch you up on all of the interviews from 2026. From July till now. So just get ready to see a lot of content blasting your way until the end of the year. So we'll see y'all on the next live episode, and we'll see you on the next edition of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.